Welcome, everybody. Prosper in the Spotlight here. Brother Dan Gooden, your host. Dr. Charles Hiltabiddle, as always, our co-host here at Prosper in the Spotlight. Doc, we're doing a special show today.
Yes.
Just for the BBS Radio crowd. Those on listening in via bbsradio.com. This is the first time we've done this. I thought, Doc, it was about time we introduced ourselves to the BBS radio crowd.
It's radio, but is it also TV?
It's video, mostly. And it's internet stuff. Yeah. And, folks, we don't completely understand it all yet. And I've been talking to Brother Don. He's the owner and CEO of the company, him and Doug. And we're trying to understand better. But I'll tell you one thing I learned, Doc, that got me excited. We have tens of thousands of people
already watching
that have seen in like a week and a half since they syndicated the show and they're pushing it out there.
Whatever that means.
I don't know all that it means either, except that he mentioned all these Spotify and YouTube, all this stuff that it's pumped out on.
All I know is, even though we're on television, a major television station, TV itself is a dying
It is.
Entity, and everybody's going to whatever they can get to immediately and when they want to and how they want
to. People are watching stuff on their phone or their iPads or their desktop computers, and it's the way of the future. My son told me that four years ago and said, "What are you going on TV for?" I said, "Well..."
But we have a good large audience on our television.
Yeah, we do.
We've been there 4 years, and our folks that are just now introducing ourselves to, we've been on doing this 4 years.
Yeah. I actually started out hosting Prophecy in the News for 2 years. Doc and I met before that, and then Doc became a guest that I had often on Prophecy in the News. When they went under almost 4 years ago, we started our own program here. We've been here now. This June is 4 years.
Yes.
And we're going to do something special in June.
It's amazing.
It is. And
we started with no money, and we still have no money.
We still got no money.
But we're here.
We started without getting any salary, and we still get no salary here.
It's a ministry, and we're glad we can do whatever
and
God
it is. It's unusual. Not that it's wrong to make money. It's not. But some of the ministries, they're making millions.
Yeah. Well, we have to, personally, I have to answer for God, and I've always invested everything God's ever put in my life. Basically, everything's been invested in eternity, and I'm not going to stop now, not after all these years.
So let's just share a little bit with our brand new audience here. And I realize we've been on for 6 weeks, I think, 6 or 7 weeks already. But it just seems like the last 2 weeks we were understanding it more, and now we're getting numbers. We're getting. I saw Doc in a week and a half, 17,000 people saw. That doesn't mean they watched the whole show, but at least they checked us out.
Well, if the camera had been on me, they'd still be watching. But anyway,
trying to figure out what is that?
What in the world, that old man?
What's that old man doing in there anyway?
Amen.
And so. We wanted to tell you a little bit about us and who we are and what we do. And we're a couple of poor old-fashioned preachers. That's what we are.
Amen.
We're not in this for the money. If there was enough money coming in, we could get a little salary. We'd take a salary, but we're not in this for that. We both have our own ministries. We both are authors. We both preach and have support and whatnot. But the TV program is viewer supported. I have to raise a lot of money every 3 months to keep it going. And we have people all over the country who send checks. They hit the donate button. They give sometimes $5, sometimes $100. Sometimes we got people who give $1,000 or more sometimes. And it takes all of you to keep us out here. And I'm talking about CTN Television, Christian Television Network. We've been on there almost 4 years. And it's very expensive, but it's nationwide television, Christian Television Network, CTN. It's satellite and dish, and we're also on Victory Television Network in the state of Arkansas, plus a little bit of surrounding areas of Missouri. We've been on there for, I don't know, 2.5 years, something like that, and we're doing well on there. We got a good audience there. We have quite a big audience, we believe, on CTN. But like Doc said, the TV audience, is dwindling because people are leaving satellite and dish. They're leaving that medium, and they're going to internet stuff on their phones, iPads.
The majority of our listeners, I believe, our viewers there, are folks my age and up.
Yeah.
Especially those that don't want to get involved in internet and knowing all of that. But, you know, financially, it's going to get more and more difficult. And we need to concentrate on the avenues, the streams that are going to be out there that people are going to have necessity to be a part of so that we can be a part of that. And I think that's what this is going to be.
And that's what I was going to say. The TV audience, CTN, which is very expensive, there's a lot of the prophecy people. Let's just face it. The prophecy crowd is an older crowd. There's not too many 19, 20-year-olds, dog, running around looking for the rapture.
We find a few, but they're in select churches of our stripe where I preach. I come across some, yes.
So the prophecy crowd, for the most part, is older people. Now, I think we have I think we've got a lot of folks, 30s and 40s, that are following us. And so we're gonna stay on CTN as long as the money comes in, as long as the people, and I believe our audience on CTN in the last 6 months has grown. There's no doubt about it. It has grown. We get a lot of correspondence from the CTN crowd. People say, I hope you stay on. It's my only way to watch. And we've got a good audience there. And they love our show. So we're on VTN television. We're on YouTube and Rumble. All of our shows are on YouTube and Rumble.
Most of the ones on Rumbles have been edited, probably.
No, YouTube.
Yeah.
There's things you can't say on YouTube. Yeah. And it's sad.
We've been in jail a time or two.
It's sad that here in America that could happen. Your whole ministry could be ended. If you're a YouTube ministry, it could be over in a click.
Absolutely.
And they don't have to tell you why. And good luck fighting that. So, but we are very, very excited about our new audience, you.
Amen.
I don't even think we're going to put this on YouTube, Doc. I think this is only BBS Radio. Mm-hmm. The only ones going to see this show and next week's show as well, because we're going to do two of these. We wanted to introduce ourselves to you, and we didn't need to do that on our other shows, so we wanted to just talk to you, the BBS audience. Here's what we're going to tell you about us, but just so I don't forget, we want to hear from some of you. We want to know who the audience is. So from time to time, it's scrolling in the back there. There's the address. It scrolls every now and then. You can see you could write us a note. There's an email, prophecyinthespotlight@yahoo.com. Did I get that right? I don't know if that scrolls or not, the email. I know the website does down below. But I know you can see scrolling on the bottom there, the website. And there's the 800 number scrolling on the bottom there. We would love for you, if you're listening on BBS Radio, we would love to get an email from you or a phone call from you or a letter, whatever. We would love to hear from you. We'd like to know where you are, how you listen. We need to know that you're not just a number out there, that there's real people that like our show and you're watching us, and we'd like to hear from you. And we've got a free gift for you this week. And next week, we're going to have a gift from Doc. This week, we're going to offer you a free ebook. Now, an ebook, or it's actually it'll be a PDF file, I believe. We're going to send you, I have a little booklet here. It is 40 pages. And I've written about 18 books. This is just one of the smaller ones. It's called Time is Running Out. And on the back, you can see what it's about. Time has been a mystery for generations. How do you define this thing we call time? Man has devised many methods for marking the passing of time. But what exactly is time? Is there really going to come a day when time ceases? How can this be? There must indeed be a mystery here that we have not discovered. This booklet will help you uncover the mystery of time eternal. In this book, we reveal what is time. Is there time in heaven? When did Satan fall? Are there other dimensions out there? There are, and I discuss them in this booklet. Are there portals or doors to these other dimensions? How much time did God give us here on in this universe? And lastly but not leastly, are we almost out of time? And when you look at the book cover, there's the trump of God getting ready to sound. The clouds, there's an open Bible to Revelation. The grains in the hourglass, the sand is almost gone. Time is about to run out. I want to give you this book for free just for being a BBS viewer. And how do you get this, you say? You go to the website, prophecyinthespotlight.com, very simple, prophecyinthespotlight.com. Right on the front page, you will see this book cover. You'll see it. Time is running out. You click on it. It's going to take you to a page where you don't purchase it because it's free, but you'll go to a page and you'll click a button and it'll be, you put your email in and it'll be emailed immediately. You don't even have to wait. Moments later, you look in your email, that book will be there. So click on the book, do what it says, put your email in, click OK or whatever it tells you to do or submit, and this book will be sent to you automatically in an email, and you can read it. 40 pages, and we want to get that to you as a gift from us. Next week, Doc's going to have a book that we'll put up. Same thing. It'll be free, a gift from us to you. So, Doc, let's tell them a little bit about us. Why don't you tell them a little bit about your ministry, who you are, and...
Well, the ministry that I've been involved in the last 12 years is called Walk Through Time Ministries, and I take churches in six sessions from Genesis 1-1 all the way through the end of the book of Revelation, six sessions. We follow the line of redemption, and I've been doing that for 12 years. I've been in the ministry over 60 years. I started as a teenager. And I pastored many years. And so my main ministry has been Walk Through Time Ministry. And the Lord led me to buy the buildings we're in here a few years back. And I had no idea that we would have a television program. But the Lord led me to buy this. God's people provided. And anyway, I built this studios that we're in now. Had no idea what I was doing, and yet God did. And so... then 4 years ago, we began the TV ministry. And, of course, I travel not only and do Walk Through Time, but I hold a lot of prophecy conferences now.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do.
And tell them a little bit about your materials that you
have.
Oh, yeah,
my bookstore, WTTministries.com, or you can go to prophecyinthespotlight.com, and you can click on my bookstore there, and it'll take you to my bookstore. I have a lot of DVDs, a lot of audio messages, a lot of books and booklets and materials that are available there in our bookstore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, in other words, you go to prophecyinthespotlight.com. Up at the top, there's a bar up there, and with and you can click on different things. There's Dan's bookstore. That's mine. And you click on Doc's bookstore. I'm not sure if that's what it says. It say Doc. Oh, it's just bookstore, but it says, okay, click on bookstore, and then when that'll open up, you click on Dan's or Doc's. It must be simple because we get a lot of orders from people, so
yeah.
They must be pretty self-explanatory. So that's the easiest way to get to our bookstores. We each have our own websites where we market our books, but that's just a link that gets you there without knowing another website and getting all confused. So... I've been in the ministry since, I guess, I went to Bible college in 1983. I was called to preach the end of 82, somewhere in 83.
I was already pastoring.
You were, yeah. Because Doc's, I think you're about 11 years older than me. I'm 64 right now. I think you're 75, going on 76.
I'm getting real close to 76.
Yeah. So I've been in the ministry since then. I've pastored three different churches over the years. Got really deep in prophecy, probably 2008, 2009, wrote a book way back then that got out there. But 2014 is where it really took off with my book called God's Final Jubilee. Some of you may have heard of that. That really took off. I mean, really took off. Really got me out there, got me known, got started going on a lot of the big programs out there, Prosody News and Celtus Radio, and many others. And eventually, Doc and I met. And we had dinner together in Owensboro, Kentucky. He had heard of me, and he was coming through, and he called me, and that's how we met. And then later on, I was invited to host Prophecy in the News out in Oklahoma City. So I would drive out there every month, do four shows. And we did that for 2 years. That was a huge ministry. And we brought Doc out there. He and I got real close. We started talking. Even before Prophecy News went
under Doc. We were already talking about this.
We were already planning to start our own show.
Yeah.
And I was going to continue.
We could see the handwriting on the wall, and we could also, in more than one way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we knew that they were going to go out eventually, but we also knew, hey, what's wrong with having them and we'll have two shows. Mm-hmm. And we were going to. But then they went under and they folded, and we started the very next week with our show, mm-hmm. and stayed on CTN and kept a lot of the audience that was the Prosody News audience. And I've written, I don't even know how many books. I keep saying 18, but I don't know. Somewhere around there. Got a brand new book coming out. In fact, it's already, by the time you watch this, it'll already be on the website for a pre-order at least. It's called The Prophecy Puzzle, Putting the Pieces Together. I personally believe it's my most important book that I've written in all these years, and you're going to want to check that out. And so I've got a few DVDs, not as many as Doc has. I've done a couple of DVD sets, but mostly what I've done is written stuff, books. And those are all on the website. Just go to the Prophecy in the Spotlight, click on books, and click on Dan's books. And you can get my books, click on Doc's. You can see what he has. There are donate buttons there if you want to, you don't have to send us any money. We want you to watch our show. We're not in this for the money. But if you'd like to be involved, you'd like to be a part of keeping us here, there are donate buttons right there on the page. There are the addresses there, the website, the emails, everything where you can communicate with us. And without the gifts of God's people, yes, we would not be on all these networks,
yes,
that we're on. And Doc and I get no salary. We're not in this for the money, not against getting a salary. But we just haven't been able to. Every time we get a little extra money, we go on another network.
We put it in the ministry.
We want to go on some more networks. And it's a lot of work. I drive 2 hours, Doc, to get here one way.
Yeah, I drive about 5 minutes, maybe.
Or if that. You could probably ride a bicycle. And so, but there's a lot of time that
you goes
into
you've got to have balance
this
to ride a bicycle. Yeah. I'll drive.
So there's a lot of work that goes into this. There's,
yes.
We got 3 cameras. My wife runs the stuff.
And the reason we're
there
only using this is because we're having technical difficulties today.
Technical difficulties again today. We don't know what's going on. But anyway, God is blessed, and we sure are happy to be here.
Right.
So what do we do here on television every week?
That's what we need to make sure they know.
So let's talk. Yeah. We talk about prophecy.
We are what you would call old-fashioned Bible prophecy. We're not out there chasing aliens. Aliens.
Monsters, lions and tigers bears.
We're not chasing UFOs, and we're not into esoteric, excitable things. We are old-fashioned. What's the Bible have to say? What's the timeline? Where are we? What's going on? Don't be worried. God's got the... We're still old-fashioned Bible prophecy.
And, Doc, even though we don't get into that wild stuff, our audience is
it.
Growing.
Oh.
Because people are finding out that we're giving what the Bible says.
Yeah. Well, and they're beginning to realize, look, these people who get into all this esoteric stuff out here, it's not long until they wore that whatever it is, rode that horse to the end, and then they're jumping on another horse, and people are beginning to realize, wait a minute, what's the Bible have to say about prophecy? That's what we want to know. And that's where we are, and that's where we intend to stay.
And we preach, and we believe, the Bible teaches, a pre-tribulation rapture.
Yes.
We believe that we won't spend 1 second, 1 minute on this earth during the wrath of God, which
That's
is
right.
the tribulation period.
Amen.
The seven-year tribulation, that is the wrath of God. We believe that the trump of God's going to sound before Daniel's 70th week begins, because Daniel's 70th week is Old Testament. It's part of that 4,000-year period of Old Testament.
It's the finishing of Daniel's 490-year prophecy.
And we weren't here for the first 69 weeks of Daniel's prophecy, and we ain't going to be here.
That's right.
I believe, personally, we're going to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven while the earth is going through the tribulation and the Jews are involved in that. And so that's what we're all about here. We're trying to show you how close to the end we are. We're not date setters. Now, do we sometimes have a date that looks good? Sure, of course we do. But you can't never be sure about anything. Even if a date looks like a good time.
The only thing you can be sure of, it's going to happen when God's time is.
Yeah, we know this. We're in the final days.
Amen.
We're in the final moments. Yes, you see all the clocks at 5 minutes to midnight here.
The Bible calls it the latter days.
Yep. The latter days. Paul called it also in the last days. So we are in those final days, and we're here to try to prepare you, the viewer, for that time.
Yeah.
We're trying to make sure people are saved. We're trying to help you get your loved ones saved, your husbands, your wives, your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor, your boss at work. Hey, let's try to reach everybody we can. Why? Because time is running out.
Amen.
It really is. Time is running out. When that trumpet sounds, that's it. The door will close, and we're taken to heaven. And what goes on this earth after that trumpet sounds, you do not want to be here for that.
No.
But if you're lost, and that trumpet sounds, and the rapture happens, you, my friend, will be left behind.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing shows on that in the coming weeks. We're going to do a journey through Revelation.
Yeah.
We're going to start at Revelation chapter 1. We're going to go all the way through to Revelation 22.
A lot of people need to know that there are several things about the book of Revelation that people must understand in order to properly understand the book of Revelation.
Yeah. And I can't wait to do that. I've written a study guide on the Revelation. It's on the website, but we'll be doing a show on that, and you'll see. She'll put a picture of the Revelation up for you, the study guide that I've written. And people have said it has been a great help to them, this study guide that I put together. And we're going to go chapter by chapter, Doc, in a coming show within a couple weeks, and we're going to share our view on how Revelation unfolds, the book of Revelation. And we're going to show you the rapture right there in the book of Revelation. We're going to show you the seven sealed book, the title deed to the planet. Mm-hmm. We're going to show you a man coming on a white horse who is not Jesus.
That's it.
Now, there's two men on white horses in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
The one in chapter 19 is Christ coming at the end of the tribulation.
That's right.
But in chapter 6 is a man on a white horse who's an imitator. He's a false Christ.
The
Antichrist. What we call the Antichrist.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that. So we got a couple minutes left, Doc. Briefly, I've written books on the Jubilee. What is the Jubilee? I've written books and materials about the barley harvest, which is a huge
interesting
piece
subject,
of the puzzle.
Very helpful.
Got one on the King James Bible in the end times and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The signs of the time, many things. So tell them a little bit of your stuff.
Well, I've been writing materials for the last 12 years. I have a book on Matthew 13, all of the parables of Matthew 13, which is Jesus' teaching of the overview of the church age. I have a book called The Rapture Question and Seven Reasons for the Rapture. It's been very helpful to a lot of people. I have a book called The Edge of Dawn. I believe that we're at the edge of the dawning of the day of the Lord. And I explain what is the day of the Lord. What's all that? What's that terminology mean? And in it, I have seven things. Seven different prophetic events in the Bible that show us that we're standing at the edge of the dawning of the day of the Lord. And I have several booklets as well that goes with that, and on various subjects.
Anyway. And the most recent thing I had a part in, I got to be there.
Oh, the walkthrough time series.
You did
series.
The walkthrough time, but you videoed
I have a six DVD set of the walkthrough, which is fully animated PowerPoints going throughout all six sessions. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, don't forget the book. If you go to my website, go to our website, prophecyinthespotlight.com, you'll see the book called Time is Running Out. What we'd like you to do, if you click on that, it's free. You'll click on it. It'll take you to a page where you put your information in, your email. You need an email because that's where this is going to be sent. It's a PDF file. You read it on your computer. Of course, you can order the paperback if you want, but we're giving you a free PDF of the book. We're going to give you one of Doc's next week. We're hoping there's a place to put a note, but I'm not sure there is. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from you, the viewers, and want to hear if you enjoy the show or where you're watching from, what state you're in. It would just help us to know, hey, there are people out there. Because I'm looking at a camera. I can't see you. I know there's people out there when we do our regular TV show, but I can't see them. But we get correspondence all the time. And hey, if you're able, if God touches your heart and you want to be a partner with us, I would love to talk to you on the phone or call us. Call the 800 number, 888-505-SPOT. And the ladies will take a message. And I'll call you back. They'll get your information. And I will personally call you back and share what we're doing here and tell you how you can be involved in this as a partner. Okay? And we have lots of them. And we need a lot more. So anyway, okay. So that's the show. That's who we are. And we love what we're doing. We love prophecy. I love the fact that Jesus is coming.
Amen.
He's going to come get us out of here.
Amen.
If you got any question about your soul, about salvation, we'd love to help you with that. We've got stuff we could send you. We've got booklets. We got tracks. We can help you with your eternal destiny.
Amen.
That's the most important thing. And Doc, we've got 45 seconds. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, if you're not saved, please realize it's not God's fault that you're headed to hell. Everybody's born headed to hell.
Yeah.
God in his love sent his son to Calvary's cross. And the Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can change your destiny from hell to heaven by receiving Christ, who paid the full price of redemption for your soul. And if you're not saved, that's the most important thing you'll ever do in all of time.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Well, those of you listening on BBS Radio, man, oh, man, we are very excited to be a part of your network. We hope that you'll share this with your friends and relatives. Tell them about the show. And we'll see you next time. But until then, keep your eyes on them skies.